Well, Brian, when you get a chance to talk to you after the Casford game, what was your assessment of that performance?
Oh, as I said at the time, mate, I think, you know, we were very disappointed with the way we finished the game. We thought the start of the game was a good one for us, and we actually sort of competed well with them and, you know, even troubled them and scored the first try. But we fell away. Those seven penalties in a row that we conceded in middle and back end of the first half, just they gassed us. We never really recovered from that. And that was disappointing. We're hoping to be a lot better than that this year.
You said before the season started it might take a few weeks for your team to gel. Are you still finding that?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, and from talking to the guys in review of the game and some of the things that Cass troubled us with, we knew was coming. So that's never good when you feel like you've practiced for what's coming and you don't deal with it the way we needed to. And you know, at the end of that, what you face is with no energy left because the other team have had the ball for like 15 or 20 minutes. In modern day footy, that's a seriously difficult thing to get over, and we're just not quite at that level yet. So we're back to the grindstone this week, and we've done a lot of tough work, and we're, you know, ready to challenge ourselves again on second home game in a row, and then we've got another away game in a row, and we've got another one next Friday at Warrington. So this is a tough little period for us, but we're shaping up.
With the World Cup Series, most teams have got a week off. You haven't. Is that a good thing that you get back into action straight away? Would you prefer another week on the training ground?
No, I think we're probably keen to. The boys are definitely keen to get back and hook into it straight away and see if we can show the improvement that we're seeking.
Hull KR didn't have the best league season last season. Did you identify this game as a game that you're much more capable of winning?
Oh, well, that could work out that way, but, you know, there were plenty of teams went to Hull KR last year and a few of them out of the top eight and got themselves, you know, a good licking because they certainly got some very good players. And from time to time, you know, I think consistency was their problem, not a matter of their actual overall ability as a group. They're presuming they're going to be the same this year. I think they'll trouble a lot of teams and, you know, to be fair, that's... We want to get to that level ourselves to start with.
They started with that late draw against Castleford, then got a bit of a thrashing from Warrington last time out. What have you made of Rovers so far this season?
I think they won't be the first or the last. Well, they probably were the first team to get a licking from Warrington. And Warrington are looking like one of the top teams this season. Very hungry, very athletic. So, you know, they'll be disappointed like everybody is when you get that sort of scoreline run up against you, but I think that Rovers will be like us. They'll be any team with pride and a historic club like theirs, like ours. And, you know, our guys want to get back in and ride it as quickly as possible.
How's the team looking? Any new injury concerns?
No, we haven't got any at all this week. In fact, you know, we nearly got a full book. We've only got two or three players and not available for selection, so we're pretty pleased about that.
And your former club, Sydney, getting the World Club Series underway tomorrow against St Helens. Are you going to be following these games quite closely?
Yeah, I will be. You know, I'll be glued to the television like every other rugby league fan in Australia and England, I'm sure. You know, I think it's there's some things about the tournament that, you know, it's not actually a fair competition because Australia plays over here and Australian teams haven't even had a game, not even a pre-season game at this point. But, you know, all that goes out the window. It's just, you know, it's Australia versus England and clubs v clubs. And, you know, I'll be cheering hard for the Roosters tomorrow night. And, I'll be looking for three good games of footy, really. I think there's a potential for all of them to be, you know, bright and entertaining games if the weather's okay.
It was a clean sweep for the Australian sides last time. Do you see that being the case this time? I mean, Leeds have got plenty of injuries. St Helens have had a tough defeat as well this season already.
Yeah, I think, to be fair, it's probably difficult for the English clubs to keep their minds on the job. That seemed like might have been part of the case for those teams last week. But, you know, they're one-off games. You know, and the English guys will be up for it. It's a massive opportunity for them to stake a claim as an individual player and coach or whatever. Everybody would be you know, want to put their best frock on and show everybody how good they are as a club, as an individual. You know, they should be rip-roaring games. I'm really hopeful that, you know, that the games are competitive and that we, you know, we all get entertainment out of it.